Welcome to Shir 10, and we are now going to discuss the order of brachos. If you have two foods in front of you with the same bracha, and you want to eat both, which one should you make the bracha on? So that's one question. If you have two foods with different brachos, which bracha should you recite first? So if you have two foods with the same bracha, you should make a bracha on the more important food, the chasha food, and exempt the one which is less important. The reason for this is that it's considered an honor to the bracha and a higher way to perform a mitzvah when you say the bracha on the more important food. And this even applies in a situation where you prefer the less important food item. So you should first recite a bracha on the more important food, eat a little, and then you could have the less important food. What we have said so far applies if you want to eat both foods and they're both in front of you. However, if you have no intention to eat the more chashuv food, so you don't need to make a bracha on it. Similarly, let's say you want to eat the more chashuv food, but it's not in front of you at this time, so you don't need to wait for it to come. You can recite the bracha on the food that's currently in front of you. Now, even if both items are not exempted by one bracha, it's still proper to recite the bracha on the more chashuv item. So how do we define chashuv halachically? So what's considered chashuv that you should make the bracha on this item to exempt the second one? Or chashuv regarding which food to make a bracha on first? So there are foods that are considered important due to their bracha, and therefore they should get a bracha first. And there are foods that are considered more important and less important. Or you could have a whole fruit versus a cut fruit. And finally, there is importance in terms of which one of these foods do you like more. So therefore, that food will require a bracha before others. So we're going to see now how all this works. So how do we define chashivus in terms of the bracha? Any bracha that's more specific is more chashiv. The more specific the bracha on the food shows us God's more direct hashgacha pratis, specific divine providence, and therefore specific brachos are said before more general brachos. So since this is so, Hamotzi comes before Mizonos, Mizonos before Hagafen, Hagafen before Ha'etz, Ha'etz before Adama, and Hadama before Shahakal. Now, in terms of Ha'etz and Hadama, we'll see it's not so simple, but generally, Ha'etz comes before Hadama, but not all the time. So when we look at a fruit or fruits, how do we determine their level of chashivas to determine which to make the bracha on? So the first category are Shivas Haminim, fruits that the land of Israel is praised for, and included in this category are the five kinds of grains. So you have wheat and barley, and the other three grains come with it. So spelt is in the wheat category, oats and rye are in the barley category. Then we have grapes, which includes grapes, raisins, and wine, figs, pomegranates, olives from which oil can be made, and honey, which means date honey. Now, if you have one of these fruits in front of you, you should make the bracha on the Shivas Haminim and exempt whatever the other fruit is. So for example, if I have an apple and a grape, so I should make the bracha on the grape and exempt the apple. Now, let's say you have two fruits that are both of these seven categories. So then you should follow the order of the verse in the Torah. So this is in Devarim 8:8. The Torah says, Eretz chito sora, v'gefen u'seina v'rimon, Eretz zeis shemen u'dvash. So therefore, if I have wheat and barley, I make the bracha on the wheat, and thereby I exempt the barley, right? Barley comes before grapes. Grapes would come before figs. Figs before pomegranates, and olives before dates. However, the pasuk is split with the word eretz, the word land, right? So the pasuk says eretz twice. It starts off with eretz, and halfway through it says eretz again. So Chazal learn from here that this word starts the order of importance again. And therefore, whatever is closer to the second eretz takes precedence over those further away from the first eretz. For example, dates precede grapes, since grapes are number three in the first order, and dates are number two in the second order. Another example of importance of chashivas in fruits is if a fruit is whole or cut. We would recite the bracha on the whole fruit and exempt the cut fruit. There is also subjective importance of fruits, and this means which one do you like more? And the halacha is, the one that you like more is the one that you should recite the bracha on to exempt the other. Now, how do we define which one you like more? So this does not mean the one I want right now. Rather, it means which do you usually like more? So, for example, if I have a strawberry and a banana, and I generally like strawberries more, but today I happen to want the banana first. So in this case, you would make the bracha on the strawberries and exempt the banana. So now that we have seen all the rules, let's discuss how to apply them. So there are two questions that we need to ask when determining which bracha to say first. So one, like we said, if you have two foods with the same bracha, so which should you make the bracha on? And the second is, if you have two foods with two different brachos, which bracha should you recite first? Okay, so if you have two items with the same bracha, you first say a bracha on the one which is Shivas Haminim and exempt the non-Shivas Haminim. And this is irrespective of which you like more or if either of them is Shalim, whole, or not. Even if the second food is Shalim and you like it better, it doesn't matter. You make the bracha on Shivas Haminim. Now, if both foods are of Shivas Haminim, we follow the order of the Pasuk, which we mentioned earlier. If both are of the seven species, or both are not of the seven species, so we make the bracha on the whole item, and we exempt the second one. If both are whole, or if both are cut, so make the bracha on the one you like more, and exempt the one that you like less. Now, if the brachas are both different, so here is the correct order. So first we have hamotzi on wheat, which is followed by barley, spelt, rye, and oat. You should just note that our rye bread is mostly wheat, so our rye bread doesn't really count. Now, when it comes to cakes, we make mizonos on wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oat. Cooked mizonos has the same order. Next comes wine. Then comes mizonos on white rice, because we'll see later that brown rice is actually a hadama. Then comes shivas haminim, so olives followed by dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Then all other ha'etz and hadama, so we're going to discuss this aspect more in terms of ha'etz and hadama. Then comes shahakol food. Then comes shahakol drinks. Now, this last part that you should do shahakol foods before shahakol drinks is actually a yesh omrim. So there are those that say you don't have to do this. And finally, nice smelling fragrances would come at the end. And this is also a yesh omrim that smell is less important than all the other brachos. Okay, so in all these situations, we don't care what you like. We solely care about the order of the brachos. Okay, now even though ha'etz comes before hadama, there are times when hadama comes first. And the reason for this is that ha'etz is not considered so far above hadama in terms of hashivas. So for example, if I have a fruit in front of me and a vegetable, and most of the time I like the vegetable more than the fruit, I should make the hadama first on the vegetable. If you like both equally and one is of shivas haminim, you should make the hadama of the shivas haminim before the ha'etz. So for example, if I have a hadama shivas haminim grain versus an apple, I should make the hadama on the grain first. If the eitz or hadama is whole, and the second fruit is not whole, so it's questionable if being whole beats out the one that you like, and it might be even lower than one of the seven species. So just to explain this, I think it's a little confusing, the order is either whole, what I like, followed by shivas haminim, or it's what I like, shivas haminim, followed by shalim. Since we learned that you should give honor to the bracha, and we therefore recite the bracha on the most important food. So if the food needs to be spiced, it's proper to do this before saying the bracha, meaning the food should be in the best state possible. And similarly, one should make a bracha on the cleanest, nicest fruit or vegetable if you have choices in front of you. So this concludes shir number 10, and next time we're going to discuss where brachos are effective and how long they last.